Hey, this is Chris Atwood, and you're listening to The Alternative. Recently, I sat down with Landon from the SoCal pop punk band Taken Days. And before I get to that interview, brand new song from them off of their brand new album called Every Second out on Wiretap Records. This is Giving Up right here on The Alternative.
Step one, I gotta lose. Step two, get rid of you. Step three, skip straight to four. You've got
This is Chris Atwood of The Alternative. I'd like to welcome Landon from the SoCal pop punk band Taken Days. Landon, welcome to The Alternative.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I get this email from your publicist and it blew me away. Like, as soon as I saw the video off of your new album, Every Sec, within the first 10 seconds, I was hooked. So walk me through Taken Days from your early days back in 2016 up until the present. And I know you had two EPs out in 2017, 2018, and we'll talk about your new album. But how did Taken Days come together in Southern California?
Well, it's really kind of been the pet project of our singer, Corey. He organized and wrote most of the songs initially. And I wasn't even on their radar when they were recording those two EPs. There was a previous drummer. And so, you know, that was, I think, end of 2018 is when I joined on. It's been great. And I think Brent was only a year or two before that, the guitar player. So, you know, it's had its kind of shuffle in the lineup, but I think it's pretty solid the way it is now. And we're excited to finally share it with everyone.
So Taken Days gets started back in 2016, Orange County, California, sort of the embodiment of that whole pop punk sound that's coming out of that area. What came to my mind as soon as I heard your first single, the video, How to Come to This, off of the new full-length album, was Blink 182, Sum 41. Would that be an appropriate sort of description about who you guys are, or even the bands that perhaps inspired you?
I'm a kid of the 90s, you know, I started listening to music when I was around 12 or 13, Pennywise and you know, all kinds of SoCal punk rock. And so I've always been in tune with it and paid attention to it. I think it's, I could say the same for the other guys in the band. We grew up listening to this stuff, and now 20 plus years later, it's it feels like it's kind of making, the genre itself is making a comeback. And we've kind of been playing it the whole time, you know, even before Taken Days, we've all been in different bands, similar styles. And we could definitely pull influences from those types of skate punk, surf punk, you know, all kinds of surf videos, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, you know, all those songs on that we were exposed to.
I'm based here in Boston, Massachusetts. You know, I go out to LA a couple of times a year whenever I can. I mean, it seems like every region of the country has its own genre of music. You know, alternative music is what we're talking about. For those of us who don't live in Southern California, if you can briefly describe, like, so the whole, you know, pop punk sound that's coming out of Southern California, what's influencing that?
Well, I think, skate and surf culture definitely bleeds through, and surf culture in particular, I know, you know, they're very eco-friendly, you know, they're down to earth and want to protect Mother Nature. And so I feel like SoCal, you know, you've got the original punk bands like from the 70s and 80s in LA, and they were pretty hardcore. And I feel like SoCal culture kind of brings that hard edge of punk into pop punk, but also has that soft edge, like I was talking about, you know, down to earth, and kind of has a little bit more of emotion and vulnerability.
For your new album called Every Second, it's off of Wiretap Records. What was sort of the inspiration, perhaps over the last year, for you to come up with this album and, you know, called Every Second? And then also you've got one of the first singles, the video that you have for it, How Did It Come to This? To me, I'm almost, you know, connecting the name of the album, the single, with something to do with this crazy year that we've all lived through in the last year.
We've had most of the songs on the album written before, you know, the pandemic and all that stuff. It just kind of happened that some of the titles align with the frustrations over the past year. In terms of actually executing it, we did a lot of pre-production just at home, screwing around on Pro Tools, and we don't really know what we're doing, but just enough to get us in trouble. But that was very helpful to bring to the producer, Cameron Webb. And he's like, okay, I like what you're doing here, but let's make it better. And so he helped us kind of polish it up, make it sound professional. And we spent a lot of time making those little tweaks with him. So he had a lot of input on it too.
And for those that don't know Cameron Webb, I mean, he's a legendary producer. I mean, we mentioned Sum 41 and Megadeth. I mean, those are pretty big bands. You know, how did you guys land Cameron?
I know Brent had been in contact with him previously, Brent, our guitar player, and just kind of kept in touch with him via like Instagram, I think. And and we were kind of looking around and putting our feelers out. Who do we want to produce this album? We even started at another studio, but with the lockdown, we kind of had to move it elsewhere. We reached out and said, hey, we want to make this album with you. Do you have time? And he said yes. And we were super excited about that. We weren't that sure if he was going to have time for some band that's never put anything out, you know?
Taken Days, you get your new album out Every Second. The song, which just blew me away. I mean, it's just so powerful, you know, sort of embodies that whole, you know, pop punk sound that's coming out of your part of the country. How did it come to this?
Caught in the middle of a mess our hearts create. Catatonic on the fights we initiate. Overwhelmed, tell me how should I get by?
How'd you guys come up with that name for, like, what's the inspiration behind writing that song and also the title of that?
All three of us probably have our own meaning with the song. I'm pretty sure Corey wrote most of the lyrics. And for me, it's it's kind of like looking back and thinking, I see it as kind of a positive song, the chorus anyways. I always look back and think, wow, how did I get here? Like, I'm so fortunate. I'm so blessed. Like, I think how to come to this is kind of like, how did this happen? I'm lucky, you know? But then other people that I've talked to is like, how the hell did it come to this? You know? So I think it could take on its own meaning for whoever's listening to it.
And did you guys really make that song up on the spot with just one guitar riff and you guys kind of come from there?
as insinuated in the video, no.
Right. No, it's a great video. And I mean, who's speaking of that video, it's obviously you guys, but who plays like the, you know, the producer that doesn't want to hear any of that stuff and then is blown away by that opening riff?
He's great. That's our good friend, Chris. A lot of people know him, you know, I guess in the Western United States with his Instagram handle, OC Sellout. He's been a great friend of ours over the past few years and also a huge fan and promoter. So we asked him to be in the video and he's perfect for that role.
You know, absolutely. Being that,
and then when he came in, he was so ready and prepared. I was like, damn, have you like done acting before? Like he was incredible. That was a pleasant surprise for everyone.
So what's next for Taken Days? I mean, obviously we're kind of all still in lockdown. I'm not quite sure, you know, the music situation, I'm sure out in LA is like it is out here in Boston. It's just not happening in live places, but you know, what's next for Taken Days? And you got this, you know, great new album.
What we want to do might be a little different from what we can do right now, but you know, we would love to be able to support it somehow, playing, even if it's just a little intimate show somewhere at a local dive bar or something. But you know, we've got to be cautious about the message we're sending out if we're asking people to gather and listen to music. So we're treading lightly there and kind of watching what other, you know, bigger names are doing and trying to promote the music, but be responsible about it. And so we've got a few podcasts lined up, a few live streams, and that's what we know we can do for now. And then as shows come up, we'll be playing those as soon as we certainly can.
Right. How can listeners of The Alternative learn more about Taken Days?
So we have takendays.net. That's our website where we have both of our music videos up there. There's a track list of the upcoming album. You can pre-order the vinyl from Wiretap Records. So it's basically takendays.net is like just a one page site with all of our links to our social and bands in town and Spotify, all that stuff.
I'd like to thank Landon from the band Taken Days out of Southern California for coming on to The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. And be sure to check them out on Bandcamp and other streaming devices and purchase their album. And now back to Landon.
Hey, punk rockers. We're stoked you're listening to the latest single from our full-length album, Every Second, releasing March 19th on Wiretap Records. This song, How'd It Come to This, is the first track on the album, and it's a banger. You're listening to it on The Alternative with Chris Atwood.